This story that we just heard from the Gospel of John immediately follows the miracle of the multiplication of the loaves. And the context was, as also found in the Gospel of Mark, Jesus went to the mountain to pray after an exhausting ministry, including the feeding of the 5,000 people. And he needed to recharge after all the labors. After all, he is fully human as much as he is divine. He needed to reflect on what just happened. Meanwhile, the disciples went ahead before Jesus to go to Capernaum, to Bethsaida. And on the way, they encountered a storm, rendering them fearful of their lives. And it happened at night. It was dark. They had nowhere to go in the middle of the roaring seas. They were being tossed from different directions. This picture, this dark moments, and it happened at night, is reminiscent of our own dark moments when we felt trapped, just like the disciples, when we thought that there is no escape, when we think it's the end for something important for us. It can be relationships, it can be work, it can be our health, or even life itself. Those moments when we felt that the only thing available for us is to resign to our fate. Fate, F-A-T-E. When we think it's the end for us. But in this, it is in these moments that the Lord is reminding us in his own words in the gospel today, it is I, do not be afraid. Take courage, for he will make his presence felt even though at times we might not recognize it right away. And Jesus normally comes into the boat of our own lives uninvited and assures us that everything will be okay, no matter what typhoon or tsunami that we experience. They can topple our boat if we have Christ as the captain of our ship. Despite the fact that the disciples just witnessed a great miracle in the multiplication of the loaves, their faith was still very fragile as they succumbed to hopelessness in the middle of the sea, being tossed by the waves. And Jesus was probably thinking, you saw what I did with those loaves and fish a few moments ago. Why can't you not have faith and confidence in me that I could calm the storm in our own lives? You know, when we are in our own version of tsunami and typhoon in our own lives, sometimes the experience itself, the moment, is too overwhelming that we get rattled, that we forget that ultimately God is in control. And this is a great reminder for us as we reflect on the gospel today. Christ is in control. He already won over death. He resurrected from the dead. A question that we can ponder is, does your experience of God's providential love through the prior blessings that you receive enable you to trust to him more, especially when things do not always go smoothly in our lives? Or do the storms that we encounter paralyze us and make us forget of what God can do for us?